Okay, everybody, hello. Welcome to the Shit Show with Jaybo. We are here with a couple old school trail dogs. We got Hermes and the goat. And so many of you listening out there know of the story of Hermes. His society name is dead now, and he's become full-time Hermie. And he's hiked nearly 1,100 miles, same as goat. Now we're going to talk this episode. This is Alex Jones and Joe Rogan style. We got a little apple juice right here. You want to pour some of that,
Let's get into
Hermes?
here. If I can open it up.
There
There
we
we
go.
go.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
A
I got some in there. Put
little
some in
for
there.
Busy Bee.
All right, that's good. That's good, dude.
Yeah, not
Little for
too
Goat.
much.
You want a little apple juice?
Goat's not big on the apple juice, but we're gonna get in there. Little for me,
I'll
I've
be a
had him.
sport.
So I got a little Red Bull, a
Woo!
little what's this,
Dude.
turkey basting? No, what is it? Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Tracin'.
Man, I can put a little bit of
All
Red
right.
Bull in
Cheers,
there.
guys. Cheers
Cheers.
to fucking Appalachian Trail,
Fucking hell,
1,100 miles.
1,100.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, guys. I'm blown away. I'm a little bit used to the concept now of the Appalachian Trail, but I'll tell you, a couple years ago, Mike, when you were kind of scared a little bit talking to me about it, thinking about it, I thought it was the greatest idea you'd ever had. It was something very much your own. And at the time, I think you were going through some issues with an ex-girlfriend, and I will say you seem like a different person now.
I first started bringing it up after around two when you lived in where the fuck, Columbia City. I came over to your house after the
Yeah.
whole Natasha thing. I just was thinking about it back then. That was
Oh, that was
2015.
Natasha. That was the ex-ex girlfriend.
Yeah, and that's when you
Oh,
started
okay.
bringing up you and whoever was like, oh yeah, we knew a dude who thought about doing that and he hurt himself, blah blah blah.
Oh, Colin. Yeah, my
Yeah.
buddy Colin. Another buddy.
Oh, you know a Colin?
I know a Colin. He was going to do the Appalachian Trail. He's a tremendous dude, and he preparing for the thing, he like fucked up his knee, and so he never did
Oh.
it. So it changed the trajectory of his life. He actually went out west and bought a plot of land on the side of a mountain and started growing pot and shit. Pretty awesome. But you know,
Yeah, that turned out well for him then,
yeah, he
right?
camped out for like 6 months while he was building his own place to live. It was weird. But
Dude.
anyway,
But
That's pretty
then the
badass.
drum started beating
Yeah.
about, what, a year and a half ago for me or so?
Started beating hard like you might actually do it.
Yeah, it started beating.
And that was when you actually had this other girl that you were. It's funny how some relationships that are like the shorter lived ones that really shouldn't have been end up
Yeah.
hurting you worse sometimes when you break up. It's very strange.
Yeah.
That's what it seemed like, because I don't think that relationship should have really gone on that much longer, but it really fucked you up.
Yeah.
And you started thinking about this. Was this a little bit of escapism, you think?
No, it's really just trying to do. I knew I needed to get out of Tacoma. I needed a change of pace. And I knew I wanted to try a long trail. And it was either PCT or AT. And I knew the
As in
eighth,
Pacific Coast Trail
yeah,
or Appalachian Trail.
Pacific Crest Trail or Appalachian Trail. And Appalachian Trail, logistically, seemed to it's more of a party trail, a lot more younger people, but it just made more sense because a lot of my family and stuff is on the East Coast, so. After being on the West Coast, it was more, I got to incorporate all of that into this.
Because you kind of felt like coming home a little bit.
Yeah. And it,
Now, Goat, what about you? What led you to this great, unbelievable adventure that very few people try and even fewer succeed at?
Well, it's something I've always wanted to do. I've been backpacking since I was like 20 years old. I'm 37 now. It's just been my hobby since then. And it's always knew it was something I was always since then it was on my mind, like I was gonna do it eventually. But But I don't know. This past winter, I lost my job that I had for 15 years.
What were you doing?
I had stashed up. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a shitty fucking mindless job.
Yeah, right.
But I'd stashed up enough money. It's like, I know what I'm going to do in the springtime. And I just came out and did it.
Mm. We both started around March 11th. I did the approach trail on the 10th, but I was camped out on Springer, which is...
the first big...
Yeah, you're...
That's the official... Yeah. That's the official beginning of the trail.
And I was camped out on their 11th, and Goat technically started there on the... Were you camped out on the 11th?
Not camped out, but I started, like, at 10 o'clock on the 11th.
Yeah, so...
like, we started basically the same day.
Yeah, so...
we might have even, like, passed each other.
Yeah, and I remember we started seeing each other around within a few days.
Kindred spirits, perhaps?
Yeah, a lot of people out there at the beginning. Yeah, first couple hundred miles.
Our situations are kind of similar, I guess,
mm-hmm.
but different. Like, we're about the same age, and I was also just feeling kind of, I don't know, like stagnant in life. And
oh, yeah. Same here.
Like, you know, I'm like him. I don't have kids. I'm not married. But we're sort of, you know, later in life where most people are, you know. All my friends are married. My brother and sister married with kids, you know.
Yeah, right.
Not my two sisters. Both married, both have kids. And it's like, it feels like everyone's, like, moving on and doing things. And I'm just sitting at home playing my guitar, reading books. And just... yeah. And that's it. That was my entire life, and I never dated. I've never really been in a relationship before. Very solitary person. And it's just like, I should be doing something with my life.
Yeah.
Something exciting. It's some kind of adventure. Get out of the house for a while.
What an amazing way to think about things. I mean, really think about things on the trail like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you feel... on the trail... I find I go through a lot of, like, brain replacing exercises every day. And what I mean by that is, like, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and they kind of replace what thoughts I might have with their fucking thoughts. Or I listen to a lot of news, this, that, or the other, you know? But if you're out there, are you guys in taking that stuff? Or are you just...
Wait, about what?
Are you listening to podcasts and that kind of thing? Or is it literally just... because I don't know what it'd be like to have my thoughts flow for that long.
Sort of one of the appeals of doing this to me was to have, like, to like, disconnect from that.
Has it worked?
Absolutely, yeah. I feel like I...
you've shaken the technological bug?
I mean, I just think I'm thinking my... yeah, I'm thinking my own thoughts on...
yeah.
I don't know how to put it.
It's very important.
For me, it's different. Like, you kind of zone into your own world a lot of the time.
That's good.
But there's...
it's like almost meditative and just introspective, you know.
But there's been times, yeah, where it's like that, what he said. But you, there's other times where I've been, you're alone for 100 miles or 80 miles, and I'm like, you're reaching for your phone and you got to put on some kind of music or podcast, but it's hard to want to manage it or even listen to it because you're trying to get through the day, and you don't even get service half the time, so you might not even be able to listen to a podcast.
Like, oh, so sometimes it's just not convenient.
I might be able to pop one out. I might be able to get one, and I, you know, like motivational stuff and that kind of crap. So yeah.
Well, so you do listen to stuff.
Me personally,
yeah, I've heard you on the trail a few times.
Probably, like, honestly,
you would
20
have a podcast going
20%, probably 15% of the time is that few.
But we're also, like, actually hiking together now.
Yeah, when you got someone,
we talk a lot on the trail.
Yeah, like, yeah, me and Goat, like, if we're
this is crazy. I mean, our pace is just really
are
the same, I guess.
If we're at the
Okay.
Like, me and Goat, we've been hiking, I don't know, 100, 200 miles straight now, and our pace is the same, so it's just
like... it almost always happens that someone you know, just sort of creeps ahead, or somebody starts falling back, and it's just like you don't see them again.
Yeah.
And just somehow we just keep ending up same place every night.
It's been like, dude, for a long time, been seeing each other around. It's, so it's, and we got a, and I got another good friend behind us, Sherry, or Rabbit. She's behind us. She's fun, but and other people ahead. But then you find someone you can kind of get along with, and you know, just agree on some things with, and it's good because then you'll know where to. Is better. I don't know. It's just better because then you know where to. It's safer too because you'll know where to like camp together and stuff. I don't know.
You guys seem to have a grasp on people ahead of you and behind you, so obviously everybody's kind of keeping track of everybody else, which is good.
But it's thinned out so much now, though, that it's
because you guys are about halfway.
Yeah.
Right.
Like me and Goat are here now, and
it was like there was a tighter community in the earlier.
Yeah.
Portion of the trail, because like people were sort of bunched together still, and you would just keep seeing people every night. Every night was kind of like a little reunion, like this person you haven't seen in 2 days suddenly shows up. It's like, hey, how's it been going? Like,
well,
it's pretty neat, but now that doesn't happen. Like it feels like you're really alone out there,
right? Yeah.
But yeah, I've got Goat, and he fucking puts up with all my nonsense. I just talk and chit chat.
Yeah.
Just like joke and whatever, and
it's fun. Like I think it really helps you.
Yeah, it
helps the morale a little. Like
yeah,
and feeling like you're sort of in it with someone else.
And you get two different perspectives on things. Like you know, like
I know what you mean.
Someone wants to keep going. They're feeling great, and the other person's tired.
Yeah, the other person's and the other dying.
And the person who's dying knows that they need to get that extra 6 miles in. Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or someone's having a bad day, or you can just kind of tell if someone doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
If someone doesn't want to talk or is having a bad day, you can just kind of tell, you know? It's just kind of weird.
And you have to respect that if somebody doesn't want to talk, right? Or
you have to just shut up. And yeah, it's just...
Can you guys, like, hike together, but then maybe be, you know, a quarter mile apart? I mean, does it kind of... stretch out.
Yes and no. That happened. That used to happen a lot, but like me and Goat been tight lately.
Pretty tight, right?
Yeah, last 100, especially the last.
Yeah, like pretty crazy when
last 150 miles, pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
You're pretty much always within like eyesight. Right?
Wow, that's cool.
But back in the day with my other groups, like it would be like we'd all talk about a spot.
We disagree where you're gonna end up at night, and just everyone just makes their own way.
So it'd be like, oh, we're all going there. You wouldn't see anyone, then you'd all be there. But now it's like it's so thin. Me and Goat are like within 100 feet of each other at all times.
Did you guys for sure envision both you making it halfway? And because you're halfway, does that encourage you to want to go the whole way at this point, which is, I believe, 2,400 miles?
I think I can make it the whole way now.
22.
It's 2,200?
Just under 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
This year. It's different every year.
Oh, it is?
We're just about at the halfway. We're, what, 20 miles? What do you think of?
Yeah, it's like 14 miles or something.
Yeah, from the official halfway. And the terrain now is easy.
Except for the White Mountains of...
New Hampshire,
New Hampshire.
And there's a lot of rocky bullshit coming.
I mean, that's... Rock stuff, that's what I'm dreading. So far, that's been a bitch.
It's the rocks.
Man.
It slows you down. It's just like a boulder field, and you gotta just...
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
it's like walking on railroad tracks.
You wanna not have to look down, but you have to.
I'd way rather walk on railroad tracks.
Yeah.
You have to plan every step you take.
It requires every move you make.
Every step.
Every bound you break. So, all right. What's the... how'd you guys get your nicknames? We got Goat, we got Hermes.
Okay.
Hermes first. How'd you get your name, Hermes?
Oh, I borrowed that from back in the Olympics, just tossing names around with me and old friend back when we used... When we were hiking in the Olympics, we were trying to think of names for each other. And the name came up. And and I just kind of always liked it. And I was like, I need a trail name. And it was, I felt like I didn't fit in. And I felt like a misfit.
When you came up with Hermes?
Yeah.
Is that what? So
it's true.
And my friend said, oh, just like the dentist in the old Rudolph the Reindeer fucking cartoon. Remember, like, there was a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and there was Hermes. He was the dentist.
Oh, he was?
You remember that shit?
No, I loved that.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's wrong. I'm pretty sure the name is Hermie. I think it's Herbie.
It might have been Herbie.
Dude, what if your trail name was Herbie?
I thought it was Hermes.
Whatever, though.
Whatever. But
Hermes is a Greek goddess or something.
They tried naming me Tesla.
Tesla's a little modern for a trail name or something.
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling it, so I was like, I'll just stick with Hermes from back in the day.
Okay.
And it just stuck, and everyone's cool with Hermes. So.
And Goat?
But man, you just sort of pointed out the way I'm sort of... I don't care for the whole trail name system. I think it's fucking obnoxious. It's out of control for real. Like you just pointed out, you kind of felt like a misfit when you were on the trail for a couple weeks and didn't have a trail name yet.
Yeah.
There's something. It's just not fun anymore if you're like if it's so compulsory. Like you feel like you really feel like you haven't been like it's.
Like if you don't have a trail name, you're not legit somehow.
Yeah, and it's like it's compulsory and it's not really spontaneous. It's like the second you get out there, you're like shopping for one. That just doesn't seem like. So everyone has like these dumb names, like me. Like I really am bitter about my name Goat, just because. this story is stupid. I passed up this couple, going up a really steep hill, and later on we met up with us again, and she said, "Man, you went up that hill like a billy goat." And all of the people I was hiking with were like, "Hey, you really need a name." And she called you Billy Goat. You're going to be Billy Goat now. It's like, and it broke the two rules I had. Like, I was going to reject any animal because, again, animal's boring. And I'm going to reject anything that has to do with my performance on trail because it's fucking dumb. Everybody is.
It's pretty basic, is what you're saying.
And it's just so relative. Like, yeah, I was faster than them, but people are smoking me all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they ask me what my trail name is. They're blowing my fucking socks off, and it's like, oh, I'm Goat. I'm really fast on the trail. Oh, yeah, we'll see you later.
It got short.
I'm sorry. I've, like, gone over that rant in my head. Like, I really think the trail name system has to stop. But anyway, that's my spiel.
So we
are you okay with Goat? Jesus.
I'm not like I'm cool with it for real now. It's grown on me. I'm talking more like in principle, the whole trail name thing. I just think it's kind of stupid.
Dude, I was almost Tesla, dude. I came this close to Tesla. People were calling me Tesla.
Yeah, remember I was first introduced to you as Tesla. And then you showed up, like, we ran into each other 2 weeks later and you were...
What about Rasputin? That would have been okay. Because you do kind of look like that, dude.
Dude, he really does look like Nikola Tesla. You should look it up.
Yeah.
He was, like, tall, about lanky.
700 miles later, I was like, maybe I should have stuck with Tesla, but it's way too late now.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know who Rasputin is?
Everyone knows my name now.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a crazy fucking trail name, Rasputin.
It's Hermes. It's
be too cool.
It's too fucking
late.
Yeah,
it'd be too cool.
Like when I meet someone who has a name that's just too cool, I sort of.
I'm Rasputin.
They wanted on the first day. Yeah. They wanted to name me Tesla because my stove made no my burner
See,
stove.
That's
made
exactly
no,
what I mean, though. It's like
first day it didn't make no noise. They're like, it's the Tesla of stoves. You should be Tesla. That's day one.
Because everyone had a.
And Tesla's kind of
so. Are there
cool.
people that feel like if they endow somebody else with the name, then like they've almost like given birth to this thing? Is it like a cool
know.
Thing?
I've never got to name anybody.
And I liked okay. the person who named me, and I still do. But it's like, but Hermes was the old school, and it might have been Herbie, but whatever.
It was
Hermes.
It was
now.
Herbie. I bet $1 million.
It's Hermes now, and it's fucking too goddamn late, so.
Works for me, man. It took a couple times, but I remember both.
Go. He's a Greek god, and he was a messenger, and blah, 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 yeah. So.
Winged footed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it makes me sound fast, even though it didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah. Well, here we are in a very small town in Pennsylvania.
This town sucks. Don't ever come here.
I think it's all right.
It's okay. The hotel's a fucking
dude, the last
mess.
The last town. Port, what was the name of the town?
Fort Royal.
Fort Royal is cool.
Virginia.
Oh, yeah. What? Was that a couple nights ago?
That was actually, my favorite town I've seen
so
far. Yeah,
Fort Royal's cool.
Fort Royal.
Yeah,
okay.
I wish you could have all came
had
there.
A very nice day
it
there.
Was good. It was cool. Sweet downtown area, the whole fucking deal. Dave Matthews Band in the bar.
Well, like the cover band?
No, just like black. The minute I walked in, it was like Ants were marching was playing. Bam. I was like, I've came home. Thank you,
dude. Dave
Thank
Matthews
you, Dave.
Used to live in our old neighborhood.
Yeah, we when
in Seattle.
When I lived in Ballard, and you lived in Wallingford. Mm-hmm. He lived
in
a very nice house in Wallingford at the time.
Mm-hmm. I saw him once berating
Did
his
you,
wife.
We
on the
looked.
Sidewalk.
We knew he lived there, but we didn't know where.
I think I knew where, and it wasn't a massive house or anything.
Yeah, but it was just. I mean, still those houses back. This was. I'm sure there are half million and a half, two now.
Oh,
but
yeah, yeah.
They were probably just a million back then.
Everything in those neighborhoods are insane.
It doubled now, but yeah. He did live in. He lived in. The rumor was he lived in that neighborhood.
I saw him walking around.
Huh.
Well, at least once.
Dave Matthews.
DMB.
Yep. It's true. It's when it was back in the early mid 2000s.
Now you guys told me a story tonight. Oh, by the way, let's tell our listeners how you had a fine birthday dinner.
Oh God.
At the Mexican restaurant. Shall we recall?
Tell him, Boggs.
Well. Waitress came up and I said, "It is this man's birthday." And
it's
is it
not.
Your birthday today? Absolutely not.
No.
And
it's not.
Mike was too shy. He demurred, and
it's like 6 months away.
But I went back and said, "Look, he's shy, but it's really his birthday, and he would love it if you came out." So they came out and they sang. They hit him on the head, put a sombrero on
he
you.
He smacked the head, sombrero on my head,
and gave you a free dessert. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, fried ice cream. Pretty, and I got to wear the sombrero, and it wasn't my feliz cumpleaños.
They didn't care if it was. They were really excited, I thought. They're clapping for you and shit. It was great. For all our listeners out there, that's a great way to get a free dessert.
That was interesting.
Fake a birthday.
Should we be encouraging this behavior?
Yeah. Well, it was an interesting night tonight.
I'd say another way to get a free umbrella... It's just going to any restaurant and say you left your small black umbrella in the restaurant last night. Could you check? Or these days, a free pair of white earbuds. You go into anywhere and say, restaurant, gym, I think I left my earpods.
Right back there.
Yeah. Nondescript, you know, and then maybe, are these them? Yes, of course those are them. No, what I was going to say, you guys told me a story in the restaurant about...
What are we talking
a crazy
about?
Fucking thing that happened on the trail.
Oh, we don't need to talk about that.
Well, we gotta talk
Did you
about it, man.
Smack a bug on your
what,
leg.
What happened?
The fucking
Should we shut the
wide
window?
Open?
Yeah, let's shut the window, man.
Whatever.
The mosquitoes are coming in.
So what happened, Mike? There was like some violence on the trail. Dude.
Oh, about two. Okay.
Tell us the story. It's crazy.
What about happened? 200. While we were hiking, 200 miles behind us, a guy came out. And was threatening everyone at a shelter. Shelters is where you stay on the regular. You stay at shelters for water source, for privy, which is where you poop.
Or for a roof over your head.
And a roof over your head if it's pouring rain. And he had threatened a couple in particular and other people who were there and even his dog with a long knife. And
that's right, his dog.
He was arrested, correct?
Yes, and yep. There was eventually, he scared the couple so much and these people that he throughout, or he had threatened his dog, threatened the couple, and it was scared them so much that the couple quit the trail. This isn't that far behind us. It was 200 miles behind us. And he was arrested soon after the couple quit the trail that he got in a serious beef with. And he got on bail, supposedly, and they didn't press charges. Nobody pressed charges because they just wanted it over with. He got out of jail and just a few weeks later went back onto the trail at mile 554, which is just past Grayson Highlands, which I remember, that's where all the ponies are in Virginia, the wild ponies. And he actually showed up at a shelter, threatened to kill everyone there, and hacked two people, killing one with a fucking full-on machete.
Wow.
And in the middle of in the dark around 11 o'clock.
It was in the dark.
Yeah, and
that makes it even scarier.
Oh yeah, it was a horror movie.
He wanted, that was his fantasy. Think about it. That was his fantasy.
I don't know where you're getting this part.
What?
Like, you keep talking about his...
What?
That this was his fantasy to do.
Think about it. He wanted to kill a thru-hiker. That's what he wanted. That's what he did. And that's what he did.
You're just saying, like, that's obvious to you.
Yes.
It wasn't like... He didn't talk about that being his fantasy, but you're saying, like, because he kind of went back to the same place twice.
He wanted to kill a long-distance hiker. And he did.
Why would somebody want to kill a long-distance hiker?
I don't know, because it's publicized now. He wanted to terrify and in my opinion, he wanted to terrify and be a getting into the mind of a psychopath. This is a straight-up psychopath. He wanted to terrify and kill a thru-hiker. And that's what he did with a machete. Four ran north. There were six total from what I read. I don't know if this is true or not. Four ran north, two ran south, a guy and a girl. He chased after the guy and the girl, caught them both, hacked the girl. Girl played dead. Guy kept running. I don't know exactly what happened now. But he got the guy and killed him, basically. So, with a machete. So, and then the SWAT team and everything got involved, yeah, and they got
closed down like a huge section of the trail. Yeah,
that's, I don't know if my information's exact, but that's what I heard, so.
Anything to add, Go?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that covers it. That's not something I...
But he wanted to create a nightmare. And he wanted to create it for hikers.
So you've been thinking about this for a couple of days.
Back in the day.
How long ago was it? You said back in the day, but was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was just a couple weeks ago.
Wow. I mean, is something that kind of crosses your mind frequently, that thing, or is it like...
Yeah, it definitely seems to have affected you more than I think most people I know on the trail.
Seems like you've kind of got inside the dude's mind and made sense of it in a way.
Yeah, because
we've had the conversation a lot.
I've made sense of it, because like I understood that was his fantasy, that it wasn't, he saw how this long distance hiking is publicized now. He inserted himself into the long distance. He even had a nickname. He even had a name like me and Goat have.
And to blend in.
Yes. He tried, obviously. When you're around weird, there's weird people out there. And I can...
Yeah,
weird can sense weird. And you can... I keep my distance from them, of course. But... He fucking found... He did what he wanted to do.
Do you think he's the type of guy that would go on YouTube and like... at people to hike in the trail and...
Well, he obviously watched some videos at some point. But he had this. He didn't give a F and didn't care about going to prison and didn't care about what he did. And that got him off. Whatever that was, that got him off. So, like you climbing a mountain, or you climbing Mount Everest, that was his Mount Everest right there. You know what I'm saying?
If I can only do this.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit. May he rot in hell. That's horrible.
He ain't ever getting out.
He's gonna rot somewhere.
It sucks.
So what's the greatest thing thus far? Now, you guys have been halfway through something you dreamt about for a long ass time, halfway through this trail. What's the greatest thing you've learned thus far?
Oh, let's pop some more of this buffalo trash.
Yeah, like them.
Ugh. I've got some here, Mikey. But
you don't want any more?
No, I'm good. I still got some.
Oh, man.
We can. You want some more, Mike?
No, pour some more for Goat, though. Jeez.
Goat?
I'm pretty good here.
We're pretty good, Mike.
Right. Sipping.
I poured quite a bit.
All right. Woo. All right, go on.
Greatest thing you guys have learned at this point?
Oh, lots.
That maybe you didn't think you would learn before the trail? Stuff? What is it?
No, go ahead.
Just keep going. Just keep going. We're halfway.
Do you guys feel a sense of accomplishment?
One thing I thought about it, it's accomplishment. There was someone I was paying attention to last year. He did it, young, strong dude, in 160 days. We're at the pace to do it in just over 140.
Oh, yeah? You guys are kicking some ass.
Yeah, basically.
You're doing like 20 miles a day, right?
Yeah, 20 to 25.
That's unbelievable.
And this is a young, strong dude. Yeah. And we're fucking 18 days... We're on a fucking killer pace. And the body hurts. The mind, that's the easy part. It's the body just needs to fucking hold up, basically.
Yeah,
mind is easy.
I've had much better luck, I think, than you over the course of the trail.
Yeah,
I've had very little physical problems.
I've got leg problems. It's been a bitch. What have I learned? Is that what you
learned? That you didn't think you would learn.
Yeah, Goat. What do you think you learned?
Anything? Do you guys feel like better men now? More accomplished men.
Yeah, it's definitely a feeling of accomplishment. I had no idea really what to expect. I wasn't like absolutely hell bent on finishing this thing. Like I'm going to go try this for a while, see if I like it.
It wouldn't even matter if you were, because you wouldn't know what the hell you're getting yourself into.
So I'm...
Right?
But, yeah, so I honestly kind of thought, you know, maybe I'll just do half. Like
that's kind of where Mike was at.
Even if I get that far, that's like, that's something, you know, that's a big chunk of the country that you walked. Like, but, I mean, I'm like, I feel like being like halfway now, I feel like totally in it. Like, I don't think... anything short of like a horrible injury or a tragedy at home or something would take me out right now. Like I really want to do this now.
What's the best area to cover so far? The best state, the best you like the Smoky Mountains probably?
I mean, I've hiked the Smoky Mountains like 3 times before this.
Oh, you
so
have?
I was kind of like.
So what do you mean? Just gone out to like spots and hiked them?
I mean, it's a national park, and I've hiked. Almost, I would say the majority of the backcountry trails there. I've been there a lot.
Just as a younger person?
Yeah, that was the first national park I visited, just because it's closest to my home.
St. Louis?
In St. Louis, yeah. It's a pretty quick drive, so.
Is that North Carolina?
It's pretty
Tennessee?
Much, the park is pretty much bisected by the border of Tennessee and North Carolina. But my answer would be, like, the section north of the Smokies up to like Damascus, Virginia, like North Carolina and Tennessee is like the most beautiful stretch of land I think I've ever seen. It was gorgeous.
I was just in Asheville when I dropped Mike off. I went to Asheville. I'm actually going back to Asheville in June. My family has some ties there.
Asheville's like right there.
That's kind of where you're talking about. It's beautiful. It's really great. Mount Pisgah and
Rome Mountain.
Rome.
There's all these balds. I became really fascinated with balds, you know, the where the peak is just this bare meadow. There's this huge, enormous open space, incredible views around you. And you pass a lot of those through that stretch.
Mm.
Balds.
They're called balds. I never heard that term.
Max Patch and Beauty Spot, Jane's Bald, Round Bald. Those were all in a row, and you just kept hitting them, and it's every time
it's just super.
Would you walk through the balds, or you would just look at them?
Over them.
You go right on top of them.
So you guys are walking over mountains.
It is amazing.
The wind just blows them, and there's nothing. Because
these aren't like giant craggy snow-peaked mountains. They're just really just big hills.
Big hills.
So you go right up to the top and right back down.
Yeah.
And you prefer probably going up to going down. Going down is hard on the knees. Yeah.
I mean,
it's all hard.
I think we're a little different. You get pretty frustrated at those climbs a lot. But
I mean, specifically, how is your body breaking down at these things? It's an unbelievable trek. And I can imagine there's muscles you never knew you had and aches and pains you never thought you would have. Like, what specifically is fucking with you guys physically?
Ooh. I used to have an old left knee leg injury. And it came back. I was in some shit and in a thunderstorm. And I was not hiking properly and watching my steps, and I twisted my knee. And I knew right away it twisted wrong, and like some things didn't, you know, it's just like got separated from where it should have been. Mm-hmm. And it's been giving me trouble for like hundreds of miles.
Your knee's classic.
Yeah, it's just been a pain in the ass. Like, so it's not terrible, it's walkable, but it's just aggravating, man.
Goat.
Man, for me, the most discomfort I feel when I'm not hiking. It's like when as soon as you sit down and stop, like just your muscles tense up, your joints just start aching, it's not comfortable.
So that's it, though. Your tightness.
I mean, yeah.
Now, I noticed when I came in here, it's like kind of like when I came back from Europe with my girlfriend, my mom saw us, and she was like, wow, you guys look really skinny. And that's what I thought when I walked in and saw you guys. And it felt like looking at two dudes who were kind of skinny already, but because of this trail, it obviously...
We're both skinny. You
lost
we're
a little
both
weight.
Skinny already.
Yeah, but you got it. It's got to be hard to keep those calories on.
Yeah, you do what you can.
You said you lost, 15 pounds, Goat?
Yeah.
And you were probably a big guy.
No, I mean, I'm 6'2", and normally around 140 pounds.
Oh, wow.
I'm down, like, I've dipped a little below, like, 130.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And I'm 6'1", and, you know, a little, like, 6'1 and a half, and I used to be, like, 157, and I'm, like, 142 right now.
Well, I'm like 6'4", and I only weigh... No, I'm kidding.
but you got to get the calories whenever you can.
Yeah, but that's pretty
that's
easy.
That's the name
out here.
Of the game.
I came in, you were getting down on some like peanut butter or something with your fingers.
Yeah, I never stopped eating.
I was like, there's some hungry motherfuckers
like,
in here.
Just the other day, just yesterday, was it yesterday? With the pizza thing?
Yeah.
Like, Goat wanted to keep going... And it's all about roughing it and being in the mountains. And I get that, because we got our food we can eat. Tortilla, tuna fish.
Yeah, tuna fish and pepperoni.
Tortilla.
Pepperoni on tuna fish on tortilla.
Whatever
you can do.
Whatever you can do. The trail food. But we had an opportunity to order a pizza in the fucking middle of nowhere, and I did.
Yeah, like right off the trail, and called a pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
He kind of didn't.
It was like a mile away. Like,
I just did it. It was a mile away. Goat didn't really want to do it, and I understand because it's about saving money and everything, and just living roughing it. But I did. But. When you realize when those 2,000 some plus calories hit your body, it's good for you.
Yeah, I was revitalized after that pizza.
And fat.
Isn't it funny how you think you need coffee, but you just eat a little something and all of a sudden you're back?
Oh, dude, I felt great
afterwards.
Yeah?
Felt wonderful.
Yeah, you gotta. you gotta bum. We're burning, they say. I got my watch to calculate everything. It's not right because it doesn't know what. It doesn't understand we're carrying a backpack and going up and down hills. But we're burning 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day, every day.
So you're trying to put that many calories back in?
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
So you're gonna lose
especially
weight.
Especially on the trail. I mean, it's.
There's a deficit.
Yeah.
Oh, there's, plus as being like skinnier dudes, we just can't.
Yeah.
Carry the heavier packs really.
And be really uncomfortable. And the tortilla wraps, what, they're a couple hundred calories or something, 200-300. So you order a pizza, and it just made you feel so great.
That's true. Like, I was dragging that whole day.
Oh, dude, it was...
Just smashed this big fucking pizza, and it was like...
Well, you're back.
Like, oh, Popeye dude. Getting spinach, man.
Your body just... It's interesting to see the way it affects your body and what it can do for you. Like, food. Like, yeah, dude, this... This trail, it's been...
This is fun, just eating trash all the fucking time.
You can eat anything.
Like, I've never eaten a honey bun before this, man. I would
an iced honey bun.
I would sneer at a honey bun.
And now you're like, that's the... You said that was, like, the prized thing, right? You go in and there's a fat-ass honey bun with icing on it.
They're fucking amazing.
600 calories.
No, dude, the big... the extra-large iced tasty cake is 710 calories.
So you're literally looking for the most calories possible.
Yeah, that thing is just a brick of lard, man. But it's like the most delicious thing you've ever had in your life.
What about jars of peanut butter? That seems like that'd be good on the trail.
I always have peanut butter. I eat a lot of peanut butter.
Yeah,
peanut butter is like just essential hippie food, man.
And it's got everything you want, man.
Yeah.
It's well, there's fat, it's calories, it's protein, like...
Are you familiar with plumpy nut?
Plumpy nut?
Yeah, I know. Maybe it sounds dirty or something. Plumpy Nut is, it was like a peanut butter concoction that they would feed to civilizations that were starving overseas. It was like called Plumpy Nut, and like it single-handedly like gave these children sustenance and nutrition. And it was, dude, I think it's peanut butter-based Plumpy Nut. Yeah.
I believe it. It's a miracle food.
Yeah, I love peanut butter too.
It's crazy out here, man. Like...
He never eats peanut butter.
Yeah, I've never really got into it.
What's up with that, Mike?
I'm sorry.
How do you think you need to work on your diet, man?
What is up with that?
It took me a long time. It took me 500 miles to figure out the whole food situation. Like, I was starving for, like, the first half of this 1,000 miles. Because I didn't know what I was doing with food. But then I kind of figured it out, you know? But I never got into peanut butter. I got into some other things.
What about like kippered snacks, sardines, that type of shit? Is that good on the trail?
I never really got into that.
Canned fish?
I think I've seen people with it.
I've eaten oysters and stuff. I think a can would be on the trail.
The trash is kind of less. A tin can, I guess, is less convenient than a pouch that
presses
down really thin.
We get the main thing we eat is tuna fish in the pouch. It's like these single serving pouches. They sell them at every store. I never even noticed till I hiked this thing. Yeah. They're in every grocery store.
See, I feel like I hate those pouches, and the reason why is because I feel like there's not a lot in them, and it's wasteful. I understand on the trail it'd be great. I would probably just throw some cans in my shit, but maybe that's not even realistic because it's weighty, right? That's what you're looking at.
This thing, it's way
too heavy. Too much. Those things.
You couldn't even do it.
I mean, the can weighs it. They can weigh something. They've got it. It's like swimming in water. That's weight. I mean,
okay, that'd be a terrible idea.
Yeah, feel at this point. You can feel every. There's times I've hiked and dumped out water just so I could hike faster. Like I've dumped out like half my water, just because I knew it'd be like lighter.
Hmm.
Like it makes that little of a difference.
Every
half a liter of water. Made a difference for me to do 5 more miles.
That's pretty fucking amazing. Now I have some listeners that I've just bullshitted my way through some recipes that I've made, like vegetarian recipes. That's all the show is. I just talk for 40 minutes and then I just throw it out there.
I want sloppy Joes. I want a sloppy Joe every night.
No, but when you're on the trail, you told me something interesting that I never thought about. anything that cooks, that anything the packaging that says cooks under 5 minutes, theoretically you can just throw water in and it will become edible.
Yeah, that's
ramen noodles.
Cold soaking.
Ramen's pretty popular.
Oatmeal.
There's another shit called Norpostasides that was super popular.
But couscous blew me away. I love couscous.
Couscous is big out there, man.
It's kind of a delicacy. I mean, it was like a sophisticated thing I would eat in Seattle occasionally.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hipster food.
It's a hipster food. And you said, just throw some water in that motherfucker. How long does it take to be edible?
Dude, like 10 minutes.
And you can Maybe even less. You can straight up eat couscous.
Dude, I go out, I season that shit. I add some flavored tuna or salmon. Get a protein in there.
Wait, wow. Nor pasta sides.
Pasta sides are good?
Pasta, dude.
They're good. I'm getting kind of everyone's burned out on them.
Yeah, everyone's burned out on them. But pasta sides,
I still do that like once a week.
Was like a fucking staple for a long time.
That's literally all I had every night for the first like a month, probably.
What about dried fruit and beef jerky?
Beef jerky's good, but all that Jack Links and shit.
Well, like, Jack Links is bullshit.
Yeah, I was, even at the store tonight, like I was looking at, I couldn't buy it because it's like, you just get tired of it because it's just cheap tasting. You want good jerky.
Is there a good jerky out there you can get at Walmart?
No, you need to find a mom and pop shop.
You need to be cruising through fucking Nevada or Texas and be like, fresh jerky.
Yeah. He had some shit earlier from some guy.
Have you guys ever had fresh jerky? Like in those states?
No.
Unfucking believable.
Oh, I had some deer jerky not too long ago. It was good, but venison. But he had some shit earlier that was good. some guy gave him some hardcore samples. Shit, man. It was
hardcore jerky?
Like Worcestershire,
yeah, it was just something a buddy of his makes and has been sending him on the trail.
It was just some guy he met, and he gave me it this morning. It was good, dude. It just tasted like Worcestershire sauce.
Well, you know how they used
in a really thin cut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they used to cure the jerky. I believe they would put it between the saddle and the horse. The meat and the sweat from the horse would cure it and make it jerky. So this would be a little tip for you guys. I mean, you could legitimately, if it won't fit in your bag, just put it between like your underwear and your lower back and just leave it for a day. Yeah.
No.
That's actually how they used to do it with horses then.
Nah, it's not
I believe it, but that's not how I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if space was that much of an issue.
Wouldn't that be cool, though? Like, make your own jerky as you hike.
No, but
some guy was telling me about like a God, what the fuck was it? It was like something to you cook your, it's like a jock strap, but there's like a little compartment for you to like put food and water, so you can like cook your food with your fucking ball heat. I'm not fucking joking. Yeah.
Wow.
That product exists.
The only thing that would be better is if it had a.
Who needs some buffalo trace? This is getting weird here.
I'm good. The only thing that would be cooler is if it had a little like.
Yeah, some buffalo trace.
If it had like a hose coming off it, and your trail partner could like partake
from the actual. This conversation's getting stupid.
It's just getting good. What are you talking about?
Come on, Mike. It's just coming into its own.
It's evolving into something.
I thought we were talking about hiking.
Well,
we're not talking about ball sweat.
Ball heat, dude.
Nobody mentioned ball sweat, Mike.
I'm sure those underwears are moisture wicking.
Ah, this motel sucks.
So as we sit here drinking the Buffalo Trace Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey flavored apple.
Is it flavored?
Cheers.
No.
It's actually not that bad. Like, I think it's better than Maker's Mark, personally.
Yeah, $25 bucks for a fifth. That's like not super cheap, but
it tastes a lot like Bullet.
Yeah,
Bullet style.
So are we recommending this particular bourbon, Buffalo Trace?
Yeah, I put it up there with Bullet.
Okay.
Which is like the fucking rush into a liquor store and try to buy something expensive type shit. Yeah, this is good. In college we used to drink Rebel Yell, which is funny because we walked through all these war. Oh, we didn't talk about the war fucking shit we went through in Maryland.
Tons of history in these parts.
Tons of history. Unfortunately, I absorbed like none of it. Like I couldn't really talk about it.
That's odd because you were like all over Jeopardy earlier.
Dude, we walked through.
No, but somehow, yeah.
The whole fucking. We walked right through a battlefield in Civil War fucking country in Maryland. And even saw a Confederate rifle and pistols.
We walked through
used.
Like a series of battlefields. Like
yeah.
The exact path that the Confederate Army marched to Harper's Ferry.
There was walls where really they stood behind while they were firing. Like, we walked right by all this shit, dude.
That is amazing. In the Civil War, huh?
And there was a guy in one of... Just the guy.
Well, I mean, it was at the visitor center.
Tiny little visitor center, and he was so happy that, and so grateful we were there. Like, and I don't give a shit about all this, but he was so grateful we were there, and he just was so happy to explain.
I liked him a lot, man.
Explain the battle. He was, you're doing this long hike, and. This is great, and you know, he was just so, like, he gave us the speech on the battle, and it was really interesting.
Hikers are rock stars around here.
Hikers are fucking rock stars.
Yeah, it was really...
That's why we do things that we don't make a lot of money at, just to fucking, for that vibe, that rock star vibe.
Yeah, no, feel like the mailboxes.
He was just a history buff, and he knew all the Civil War history, and he knew all about this particular battle.
Wow.
And it was just...
And he probably, like, never gets to do it, you know? Like, but...
I mean, this is... Nobody was there at this place, and it was just fucking amazing. Like...
Yeah, that was, like, on a weekend. Like,
it was just... And he had a rifle from the battle. A Confederate
rifle.
Yeah,
that had been picked up off the battlefield.
That was off the battlefield that someone dropped.
Serious shit.
He found.
Not that he...
No. It was
somebody, I'm sure, just belongs to the...
Oh, I see.
The state.
A farmer... Mm-hmm. He said a farmer found the rifle... And had donated it and bought whatever.
Donated it to the state park, I guess.
I've been spending a lot of time in Cumberland, Maryland, and it's real old hat to the people around there, so they don't tell me much about it. But I've sussed out there's, like, it's the area you're talking about, but so much cool shit. Like, from between there and D.C., you read about these things, John Wilkes Booth,
I mean,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's where it all happened. It's right at the border of North and South, you know?
Yeah, right.
It's crazy. Like, we kind of blew through Harper's Ferry.
I heard wasn't that cool, Harper's Ferry.
It's a
tourist trap.
It's aesthetically beautiful tourist trap. I mean, you see all these beautiful shit everywhere, buildings.
Yeah, it's a really like nicely preserved old town.
It's
like,
real,
but you know it's
like
expensive to live there, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can't live there. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't even feel lived in. It feels like you're walking through an exhibit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the buildings.
Maybe people
like,
live there, but I don't...
To stay at any of the hotels and shit there, it's fancy shit, dude.
Yeah.
And it's just ice cream.
It's fucking ice cream places and bar and grills.
You gotta wait
shops.
Fucking a half hour for an ice cream scoop, you know? Like, come on. It's like that. There were 600 people around me and him trying...
But we saw
everywhere, and...
I mean, you walked right by John Brown's fort.
I saw
John Brown's fort. It's kind of cool.
John Brown's fort. Tell me about that.
I don't know the history exactly, but he was a slave rebellion guy.
In the 1850s, he was radical abolitionist.
Mm-hmm.
Armed all these freed slaves, and they went and attacked plantations, freeing slaves and arming them. And
oh, no
trying
shit.
Trying to cause a slave uprising.
John Brown.
But...
Was he a white guy?
Yeah.
There was also during that. Remember how we talked earlier about the battle and the guy? He was super nice to us, and showed us the rifle. That he also during another battle that was like a strategic point, I guess. Harper's Ferry, like there was like a lot of battles there, and the Union was trying to hold it. Everyone wanted it there because of its strategic fucking. It was like big, I guess, you know. A lot of fighting, a lot of history, a lot of shit went down there. So
yeah,
I can't remember exactly, but it was pretty awesome
to be doing what you guys are doing and then get a healthy dose of like hardcore American history like that is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
To learn things. Yeah. You know.
Rebel like yell.
So you guys are here tonight at this little lovely little motel here with J-Bo, the shit show with J-Bo. And tomorrow or the next day you hit the trail again. I have an idea you're going to do it tomorrow despite the fact, Mike, your knee's fucked up and maybe you should wait. But I know you want to keep pace. You don't want to look like a slack fucker in front of these other hikers, right?
Well, there's plenty of times I've stopped, but sometimes you feel okay, you know?
Yeah.
So.
What's your thoughts about tomorrow? What's your thoughts about the next 1,000 miles you have to do? Any thoughts, or just going, hey, we might finish it, we might not, and that's a pretty healthy way to look at it, but...
The way...
Day by day.
It's weird the way it's thinned out so much now. It's a different game now. It's a different...
I mean, we were warned that this is, like, mentally the most difficult stretch of the trail coming up.
It's...
Yeah, right.
Like, it's...
It's different now.
You feel less like you're in the wilderness and more in, you know, civilized territory.
Coming up,
yeah. You go into the... You know, you're up in the northeast where most populated part of the country, you know?
Dude, we walk through Maryland section, there's fucking people everywhere.
We're walking through people's backyards now.
Dude.
We're walking through subdivisions.
Dude, we literally walk behind people's houses,
this is fucking crazy. And then
dogs barking at you and
like
shit,
you're crossing a highway with fucking speeding cars.
Crossing
like
highways.
Yeah, like every fucking 5 miles yesterday.
I had to run by 2 fucking semis.
Yeah, like we're dodging like, semis out here on a fucking wilderness trail.
It gets
trail.
Fucking legit, dude.
And I hear that just, so it's like the trail becomes kind of less scenic, less remote.
Is part of it like you might want to get off and do a bunch of shit so you won't want to get back on the trail type thing? Or is that not?
I mean, no. I'm not thinking that at all.
No.
But I'm saying does that factor into them saying it's going to be challenging?
No, it's just challenging. People always point out the negative. They're like, oh, the Virginia blues.
Yeah.
You're in Virginia and it gets boring and you fucking gonna cry. Like,
and then everyone, when you mention Pennsylvania, it's
like
Pennsylvania is so rocky.
Which has been true.
I'm not Pennsylvania.
There's a lot of hype for everything, dude.
Everything's hyped up. Yeah, that's just fucking
they always mention
the
this shit. It was Virginia blues. Okay, it rained on me 4 days straight in Virginia. I didn't get the Virginia blues. I thought it was great.
Oh,
and
man.
Like, I mean, at the end of Virginia. And now Maryland, that's gone. Pennsylvania, it's rocky. Who gives a shit? It's just part of the deal, dude. I've heard this for years.
But I mean, definitely feel that the trail has become...
It's getting crowded.
Less attractive. I mean, it's not as pretty as it was in the South.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's, to me, that's going to be like the hard part. Just
there was all these views, and you look out. I've sent you pictures and
really
shit. You see
anything very interesting anymore?
Yeah, there's.
Right.
Goats nailed it. Like, all those views and the mountains and all that beautiful shit.
I mean,
it's gone.
We're not even going to be above 2,000 feet until I think.
Now we look in the maps, you're just flat. You ain't seen it. It's not aesthetically beautiful anymore till New Jersey is what they say. Then there's some shit to look at. So that's a long way away.
And you guys are going by New York City, is that right?
Yeah, pretty close.
We're going to be going through Pennsylvania.
How long do you get to New York City from here?
A couple hundred miles.
I couldn't even guess, man.
Yeah, I would. If I was going to NYC,
I don't even have a vague idea how far New York is.
I'll meet you in New York City if you want and go.
It's not.
It there.
No, it's not anywhere close to where I am, dude. I would love to. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, yeah, I could, but probably won't. I mean, it's just too expensive, dude. I went to Florida for like a week and a half. Going to North Carolina anyway.
I'm a big baller here. Ooh.
No, I'm just saying.
Going to Florida.
Well, I stayed for free.
Daytona Beach?
No, I went to St. Augustine, Florida.
Staying for free.
No, I'm not big balling. I'm just saying, like, that's why I'm not big balling. That's why I can't go to New York.
Can't split
but if
a
I was you guys,
Manhattan.
Fuck no. But if I was you guys, I would like wait. Like I would take 5 days of like kicking your ass until you get to Manhattan and then splurge a little bit there, maybe go into the city. Is that part of the itinerary possibly? Do you guys think you might actually go into the city?
Maybe. I mean, dude, it goes, you can, it on a clear day, you can see Manhattan from the trail.
New York's unfucking believable. The energy. I mean, I've been in New York City at like midnight and felt amazing. Just
like Madonna vibes, like
just amazing energy everywhere at midnight on a Sunday night.
Whoa,
crazy motherfuckers everywhere, you know?
Yeah,
Central. Central Station.
New York City's fucking. I've heard so many stories about hidden bars and fucking.
New York City's fucking crazy.
Underground.
It scares me.
Like, you go into the pizza shop and you go, hey, go in that back door. Fucking, you go in the back door behind the pizza shop and there's a club fucking banging. And it's like, yeah. What? Fucking, just fucking wild type shit, dude.
New York, between New York and L.A., for some reason L.A. doesn't scare me. Like, that'd be really fun, I think. But New York's, like, massive and big and, like, holy fucking shit. That's how I feel.
New York's got some shit going on, dude.
Shit. Each of the boroughs is the size of a regular city. There's five of them, you know?
You're not scared of LA.
Like, Brooklyn's like the fourth biggest city in America or something like that. You know, and it's just like
part
one,
of a city.
One-fifth of New York.
You're less scared of LA than New York.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
LA seems fun to me, dude, because I've been there a lot, you know? And it's laid back, and I'm from, like, Florida originally. New York's just big and bad to me, yeah. I would still love to go and spend some time there. I'm just saying, like, if I had to compare the two.
Hmm. If you could live in one or the other, which would you live in?
I'd go to LA first. I'm thinking about going to LA on my birthday to do some podcasting.
Go to Echo Park.
That's the spot.
It used to be, at least.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, I think this has been an epic fucking podcast. Let's see how long we've been going here.
Damn, we can keep going. Shit.
We're right about
an hour.
Right about an hour, man. That's
pretty good.
Yep, we are right about an hour. So we'll do another one of these in like a few weeks, update, and then at the very end, I'd love to have you guys back.
Hell yeah.
If we can do it.
Let's do it.
Even, you know, via phone or something. Get in touch with you. And,
yeah.
Because I can record phone calls too, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I do that a lot.
Technology.
Is this cool? Like.
This is great.
I think it's an hour enough.
Yeah, I think an hour's good.
You go to L.A. before New York.
I would, yeah.
All right.
Why would you go to either, man?
I'm really,
if you're
interested.
If you were in Portland, you go to Detroit, dude.
I went to Detroit in November.
All right, never mind.
Detroit's coming back, I think.
Detroit's dope.
I've heard they got a hipster neighborhood.
Dude, that's all it is Detroit. It's like super rich and super poor, which is like
burning
black or whites when they're there. It's the hipster neighborhood, you know? Like, I went down there and this guy owned a hostel. He bought an old building and turned it into a hostel, made a ton of money. It's the only hostel in town.
Did you see
just
yoga
a bunch
studios?
Of hip young white people.
You see yoga studios in the middle of fucking the hood by chance?
No, but there's burnout buildings a lot of places. And I did go to Motown, and that was unbelievable because you're talking about, you know, one of the biggest musical revolutions of all time, Motown, in a house the size of like an ordinary neighborhood house. It was unbelievable seeing where all that came from, you know. I'm sure St. Louis has it. I know, Goat, you're from St. Louis, and there's amazing musical history there.
Yes, sir. All right, if you want to wrap it up.
Yeah, probably. But I thank you guys so much. Looking forward to this next 1,000 miles. Where can we reach you guys? You guys on Instagram, Twitter, any of that stuff? Do you feel like sharing?
Oh.
People can follow you?
Instagram, Erie Mountain, E-E-R-I-E underscore M-T-N-S, Erie Mountains. That's it.
Goat, anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
No social media presence.
Just doing your thing.
For me. Too cool.
Definitely respect.
Anti-social. No, anti-media. No, I like that, though. E-E-R-I-E underscore M-T-N-S.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Hermes and Goat, for doing the shit show at J-Bo. And we'll be talking back with you both real soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
Take care. Bye, everyone. We'll talk soon, okay? See you next week.